Welcome back to Home Improvement Daily. I'm Bob Vila with my co-host. I was going to say Vanna
Norm.
White,
No, who
but
was
you
the
know
other
what?
guy? There was another guy, remember? I think his name was Norm.
No, was it Norm?
The second that
Yeah,
like
I
when
think it was.
he handed it off.
I think it was. I think you're
I
right.
think it was. Let's look that up.
Yeah, there's two reasons why this is Home Improvement Daily. One, my new garage door with a I don't even know
Yeah,
if my
Norm Abram.
Yeah, Norm Abram. I don't even know if my old garage door had an R value. It's potential that it was actually negative because it was so drafty and old. I
R
actually think it
value
was.
is like in an insulation type of thing.
Yeah, R value is, I'm sure R stands for something, but it's the higher the number, the more insulated it is and will actually insulate your house. My old garage door, I very well might have been original to the house in 1955, something like that. It
So it's
weighed
actually working against the insulation you have elsewhere.
Yeah, I think it was actually just built-in fans just blowing the
Right,
wrong air
actively
out.
undermining.
And that door weighed approximately 4 elephants. And they're now putting a new one in that is modern. And I think it's an R value of like 15 or something like that. It's something
Wow.
better. And the guy's
Does
like,
it
you
seal with like a Star Trek kind of shk sound? Like when,
actually, it
when
might
they
even be
close?
R18.
No.
It's pretty high up there because the guy's like, we got to put extra rubber seals in to actually get a seal here because your floor is not perfectly level. I'm like, yeah, it's a concrete slab from.
Guys, get a seal. Like that's you can do that. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm sure if you were to like shine lights, like look at my garage from the outside, it would just be like rings of light around each door, you know?
So we've got that going on. And then yeah, I think I'm going to do this, and this is quasi dangerous. It's not dangerous, but it's
Oh, please
so
be dangerous.
I think I've mentioned maybe once that I'm going to finish this basement here once it gets waterproofed, which I believe is happening second week of November. One of the issues is that the water lines, we have an exposed ceiling basement. Some of the water lines, specifically like over my head right now, are below the floor joists. And some of them run different ways and whatnot. But I think I have figured out a solution where I can cut the pipe in two places, put in new valves, and reroute it, and actually remove the water line issue from about 95% of the area, which is going to be a big, big win. Because otherwise, so think of it this way. My basement's cut in half by an I-beam, which is pretty typical. On one side of it is where all the HVAC and water lines are. On the other side, there's nothing. And so on the side where there's nothing, you can basically mount the drywall right up to the floor joist. Just attach it right to it, no problem. On the other side, I've got to go around the ducts, not a big deal, but the water lines are just running everywhere. But I think I figured out a way to route them. And so that they can be up there, which means on this
Wow.
side, I no longer have to.
Rerouting. See, I would not take this on.
Yeah, see,
You've
I
already
would because I'm an
described, you've already
idiot.
surpassed my. I would just look at it and be like, who's that plumber guy that we have?
Because the other option is that I then have to drop the entire ceiling about 4 inches across like half of the basement. Which doesn't sound like a big deal, but because this house was built in 1955, I think these ceilings are a generous maybe 7.5 feet, maybe. And so 4 inches on 7.5 feet is a pretty big deal. If you had a 9 foot basement, that's doesn't matter, but down here it definitely does. So I think that about wraps it for today. We'll catch all of you next year.
Yep, good. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Get the miter drill, or is that a saw?
Miter
I don't
saw.
know.
Actually, I have one of those. It's a little old. I need a new blade.
Was
It's
the thing
gonna.
they always used on this old house, right? The miter. It was like, isn't that thing you cut angles on it or something?
The
Isn't
guy
that what
had
it
like a
was?
Boston accent too. I think Norm
Oh,
did. He's
it took
like,
place in Boston. It was Boston
yeah,
area. Yeah.
because he always called it the Mida box.
Yeah, that was it was from the guy who lived next door. My uncle had his house done over on one season of that show. Like that
Really?
was a it was a big local thing.
Yeah, I remember my dad watching it all the time. I was like, man,
Oh
this
yeah.
is so boring. And now what do I do on YouTube? I watch how to like finish my basement videos. It's the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I've watched how to frame a wall, which I already knew how to do that. I already know all the plumbing and all this stuff, but I'm trying to like figure out like what's the difference between Scrappy Brad and the guy that charges $75 an hour.
All this stuff I've kind of glossed over this, but like every task you can do inside your house, there's a point where it just surpasses my capabilities, right? So obviously I could put up drywall, I could paint, I could do this kind of stuff, but it's the detail work that is the
Oh,
problem.
it
So
that's the difference.
you know, you want to seal the two pieces of drywall so that when you look at it from a distance, you can't tell it's two pieces. I could not do that. I can't.
Yeah, by the time
I really admire people who can't do stuff like that.
By the time I'm done here, I want my basement to look more like Mac OS rather than Windows Insider.
In other words, you want it to be like dark mode on OS 10 or Mac OS, not like on Windows 10.
Yeah, we'll see.
Where like parts of it are just still white, you know.
But the biggest advantage and why I'm willing to do this rerouting of the water, what I'm was concerned about is if I have to drop the ceiling 4 inches, that's fine. I mean, all you do is you take 2x4s and you just stack them up or layer them and sandwich them. That's not the issue. What I was worried about is that when you would look at it, like it would look like a wave, right? Because it's not perfectly level. By attaching them straight to the joists, I can just blame the old house.
I'm trying to see if I can show you this easily. I guess not really. Well, yeah, maybe I can. See this thing over here? Let's see if you can see that. Yeah, see, it's like white desk with the angled legs.
I have that desk. Is that from IKEA?
Yeah, sure is.
I have that exact. I'm looking at that desk right now.
I went to IKEA I guess it was Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Bought that desk. It probably cost $29. No, it probably was $79. Whatever it was, cheap. Yeah. You know, Toolless.
Yep.
I struggled with this brand.
Oh no!
I'm not even done. Actually, the thing I didn't show you was, it's actually. Let me show you this because this is important. See the gap between the desks?
Yeah.
See how it's less over here than it is there? Yeah. Also note that it's not even with the surface of this desk, which is the goal.
You can adjust that, you know.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I've been putting that off, Brad, because that's the type of thing I think about. I know that's the point of it is, and I will someday.
Will you?
Probably.
Yeah. I have actually not just one, but two of those desks. Because they're great. Like they're.
Yeah, no, it's solid, works great.
It's just a computer desk. Although I might be buying, again, from IKEA, they have one. This is, again, Home Improvement Daily. Welcome back, folks. I think I said we're going to switch my daughter's bedroom because at some point, the larger bedroom, whatever. They have one that is like butcher block topped.
Yes. All right. Right. So I thought about that a lot because my existing desk is white and is IKEA and is a standing desk, but it's the. You know, the jack-in-the-box version, not the electronic version, because I'm cheap and it's terrible and I never do it. And also, it rocks, you know, whatever. I thought that looked nice, the butcher block one.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it's
white is not a good choice. It scratches and, you know, it's like when you have like Mary Jo's first Surface laptop and she scratched it and you could see the metal underneath. You kind of scratch it and you can see it's not really white all the way through. It's just laminated.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's a desk. Unlike this desk. This desk is nice.
I got to tell you, we have that thing in our kitchen just to take up space. And every single human being that's ever walked in my house has commented on it, loves it, thinks it is the nicest table they've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you have any idea how many times I've banged my ankles and or knees on the bottom of this thing sitting at it like you do right now, you know? Yeah, that thing. I'm like, it weighs 900 pounds.
Yeah.
When that thing was delivered to my house in Dedham, it came alone on an 18-wheel truck. It was the only thing in the truck. I still think that guy might be trapped down there. I don't know how he turned around.
Well, you know, that's how it happens. So, I was a little surprised to see Fortnite on the front page of Throt. Apparently, you tried this and liked it, which is...
Yeah, I did better playing Call of Duty with touch controls. I actually won a match, if you can believe that, than I did playing Fortnite with the controller, although it worked fine. It was just just me. In fact, I have to say, you know, it's kind of... I don't know what it's like. Well, I do know what it's like. I don't play it enough to know, but when you play it on mobile, there are these little visual cues that kind of help you with stuff. So, for example, one of the issues when you're playing with the iPad that I have is that there's no stereo sound, and obviously you wear headphones. So there was a person walking outside of the wall on the other side of the wall that I was standing in front of, and it gave a little, like a visual cue with little feet saying, like, that's the direction it's coming from. I thought that was actually kind of helpful. It didn't help me. I got killed. But it worked well. It looked nice. You know, the graphics good. Speed was good.
We're good. Yeah. I'll be curious to see. Right. We got xCloud coming up. We've got this thing happening.
And Stadia. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Stadia's November, right? That's because I've ordered that. I don't think I've been charged for it. I think you get charged when it ships. Does that sound about right from Google?
Probably. I pre-ordered it as well. That'll be an unwelcome charge when it comes. But
yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wait a minute.
Probably like is it like $140 or something?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I did just spend some money on. They did the Disney deal again, where you can pre-buy it for 3 years. You don't even have you just basically give them your email address.
You're like, my daughter is young. This makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
it works out to less than like $5 a month for 3 years.
Yeah. That's good.
The thing with I hate like subscriptions that hit on a monthly basis, but I don't mind just paying like
what is it, like $175 or so? What's the total?
It was like 170 something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So I don't know if it's good, but we'll see. I mean, it was.
That is good. I mean, you're gonna use it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's the thing is like we're not paying for Hulu anymore, and we probably honestly never will pay for Hulu because there's stuff there, but it's not whatever. And then hopefully maybe they'll bundle it in with Disney Plus because Disney again owns Hulu.
I think there is a. Isn't there a bundle of some sort?
With Spotify,
it
might be the
commercial version. I thought there was with Disney Plus too.
Well, maybe.
I thought so. Maybe and ESPN Plus.
Yeah. I think Netflix is going to be the one that suffers here the most because I could more than like, well.
If I had to give up everything, Netflix would be the last one I gave up.
I would agree with that until Disney Plus launches because there's.
See, I don't know what the day-to-day is for Disney Plus. Like, for us, you know, we watch like a half hour. It's really like a 22-minute, you know, TV show. Like when we lunched, my wife and I both work from home. Mm-hmm. Also, when we eat dinner, actually, as it turns out. You know, at night, if we're watching TV, we'll watch like a Netflix series usually. Like there was that time we went through the HBO stuff for a while. I don't know. Like so far, like we've used Hulu a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of goes up and down. You know, it varies. It's like I listen to podcasts or audiobooks when I walk. Sometimes it's audiobooks for like 6 months and then it's podcasts for 4 months. Like, you never, I don't know. It just kind of varies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the big stuff. There's not a whole lot happening today.
No. Nope.
Yeah. I wonder if there's anybody we could offend. We offended South Dakota.
Yeah. We got invited to South Dakota.
Yeah, we did.
Probably for a ritual killing of some kind. Oh, no, scotch. That's right. Yeah. I'd love to see South Dakota. I'd rather be there than Florida. That was probably the conversation we had.
Yeah, it was. Because actually, I booked my flight for Orlando.
Which I need to do and haven't done, yeah.
Yeah, you should. But as always, every time I book a trip to Orlando, I remember that it's MCO is the airport and that ORD is actually Chicago, not
I was going to say that's Chicago. ORD is, because you type in OR.
Yeah, for Orlando. Yeah,
be careful about not hitting the first thing that pops up, right?
It's like why is there this giant bean shiny thing in the center of town and not an amusement park?
Damn it. Well, it's a better city. As I said to Mary Jo Foley this morning, Orlando is just like Vegas without the good restaurants or the good shows. Or the tram.
There is a tram, but you got to go.
Oh, is there a tram?
You were in the Disney parks.
Let me read you exactly what I wrote because I thought I said, let's see if I can find this. I said, they need a tram there, a tram to Tennessee so I can go someplace that doesn't completely, well, you get the idea.
I would rather go to Orlando personally than Vegas.
I would not.
Hmm.
Well, other than that, it's closer.
Yeah.
There are fantastic restaurants in Vegas.
Oh, I'm not disputing
really
that.
Good chefs. No, I know, but that's my thinking. Like, in other words, I don't really like the whole Vegas thing. Obviously, I can't stand casinos.
Right.
We spent some time in a casino last week because we saw that concert. And just walking in there, I was like, oh, like, it's just the worst. You know, that ching, ching, ching sound that's always going in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it. But you can get around in Vegas without going outside, which is kind of amazing in many cases, you know?
Yeah.
Like being in Vegas and not actually seeing Vegas is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So what is it about why Orlando? Is it because of Disney? Like the
probably because of Disney. I don't know. Well, first off, the hotel we stay at is always really nice because it has that Jimumbus pool. The reason why I might like it more is because every time we've gone there, my wife and kid have come with me. So that tends to make things better.
Yeah, I don't get that. My wife was going to come, but now we have to go in February for a family thing, so she's not going to come this time.
Yeah.
And I envy her not coming to Florida twice.
Yeah. At least this time around, it shouldn't be as sweltering hot. It still potentially could be as sweltering hot, but it's not early September heat.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, whatever it is, it's going to be an improvement. Walking between the various buildings, like the hotel and the convention center, through the uncovered terrarium-like pathways. I mean, geez, it was just terrible.
Yeah. And there's only like roughly 40,000 people there. So it's, you know, it's easy to navigate around inside that
there
place.
There are probably decent restaurants there, I guess, mostly chain restaurants. But the problem is, you know, it's packed.
Yeah.
You know, people have been asking us, like, you guys can have a meetup. And it's like, well, first of all, we can't do anything until we get our schedule. Mm-hmm. You must have gotten your little Ignite thing where you – do you have any feedback before you get there? And my feedback was, yes, please give us the schedule as soon as possible.
Yep.
They always wait to the last minute, screws everything up. And then, of course, when you wait to the last minute, there's no place to have a meetup. You know, we remember last year we were jammed in the corner of a bar.
Yeah.
We couldn't even officially claim it as our space. We were just standing around, you know. It's hard. It's just, you know,
it is. That's the joys of Ignite. Ignite's the biggest conference we go to. Fortunately or unfortunately, we will get to go to Vegas next year. So that's happening.
Why? What's in Vegas?
VeeMon.
Oh, is that? God, I forgot. Okay. Actually, I haven't been to Vegas in a while. You know, for a long time, I would go to Vegas at least once every year. I must have been with you. It must have been CES a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I think might have been the last time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that time you met my dad and...
Yep.
Hollins, too, was delayed, as I recall. I remember the phone call that you got out in the streets. Yep.
All right. You got anything else for today, Mr. Poe?
I do not.
To everybody else, today is Thursday, which means tomorrow's show is live at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find all that information on Threat.com as long as our servers still have electricity.